sitting, back should be vertical. I mentioned the mind. Mind plays a very important role. We should not, as I mentioned, according to the report, by 2030, most of us will get Alzheimer's related problem, memory loss problem. Memory loss problem, one is mainly because this hardware, we are not utilizing this hardware, we are dependent on the external disk. Right from childhood, children are using the iPad or it's a computer. It's even the school, they encourage children not to memorize anything. Everything is there in the computer. And why strain your brain? And everything children are trained to, everything, all the information is here. This hardware is slowly becoming redundant. We are not making use of it. And when we, slowly when we age, since this is already made, not utilized, it go into permanent sleep, is called as Alzheimer's disease. And that's why you encourage, and we also, that in our scriptures, they said you had to memorize many mantras. Memorize Bhagavad Gita or Upanishad mantra or Veda mantra or hymns from your scriptures. Try to memorize. Right from childhood, it was inculcated before. Now, onus on us, we have to push our children to memorize these things. Right from childhood. Good things, not the wrong things. Good things, let them memorize. And we also, I take Bhagavad Gita class after this one. Many people, they ask, every class they ask, which chapter we are learning? And the chapter also we have forgotten. And information anyway, it is there in the computer. We'll phone, we read that one. It's when I go for a talk also, 1 hour, 2 hours talk, I don't take any papers. And initially I was thinking, what if I forget? And now that even if I forget, it's okay. That I trust this one rather than this some cue card. Some people, when they are talking, they need a hand sheet. And when they are talking, every 2 minutes they want to refer to this one. Don't depend. Test yourself. This paper is not required. Trust on this one. It has a brilliant mind. That's the Gayatri Mantra says, may you be blessed with a brilliant mind. Trust this one. Do the Gayatri Mantra. That this it's a mantra. It's a, when you chant this one, you'll develop this one. Try not to resort to the external paper. And also, that a couple of weeks back when I went to Brisbane, my flight was at 7 o'clock. I had to get up at 2 o'clock to do my practice before I depart. I did not set my alarm. I told my mind, I have to get up at 2 o'clock. And some people, they keep alarm, and just in case if it didn't work, they have another alarm as a backup. And two alarms they keep. And trust your mind. Mind, you need not have to have an alarm. And you try, and I used to tell also, in the early morning, when the alarm rings, you get up in shake. You are frightened. And instead of that one, your waking up should be smooth, pleasant, not with a jerk, with a shake. Scared, you should not get up scared. The smooth, that's why, that tell your mind, I want to get up at whatever time, 6 o'clock, okay. And say if it did not wake you up, remind him. Tomorrow you should, don't forget. 2 days, if you do that one, third day, it will wake you up. So inner clock is there. And the meditation is nothing but tuning our mind towards that one. Last week, I touched upon how we should sit for meditation. Shucho deshe pratishtapya stiram asana atmana natrichitam natinecham chaila jinakushottaram. Seat of meditation should be clean, pure, not too high, not too soft. And that place, and kusha on a grass, that special grass, sit on that one. एंड आफ्टर दैट आई टच्ड अपॉन दैट वन लास्ट वीक एंड तत्रैक ब्रह्मन कृत्वा यत चित्तेन्द्रिय क्रियः उपविश्य आसने युञ्जत् योग आत्मा विशुद्धये तत्र व्हेन यू सिट व्हाट आई हैव टू डू नेक्स्ट मेडिटेशन प्रोसेस तत्र एकाग्रम मन कृत्वा ट्राई टू माइंड मेनी थॉट्स आर कमिंग यत चित्तेन्द्रिय क्रियः ऑल सेंसेस ऑल थॉट्स ट्राई टू ब्रिंग इट टू वन फोकस एकाग्र नॉट एंटरटेनिंग 100 थॉट्स सम पीपल दे से मेडिटेशन मीन्स थॉटलेसनेस थॉटलेसनेस इज नॉट मेडिटेशन इट्स अ थॉटफुलनेस प्योर थॉट थॉटलेसनेस कम्स when you go into deep sleep or in your coma then thoughtlessness comes you should be thoughtful good thinking positive thinking eka tatra ekagram manakritva yata chitteendriya kriya upa visya asane yunjat upa visya you sit asana yunjat integrate upa visya asane yunjat and I have to do the yoga I have to do the meditation Why I have to do meditation? And some people can say, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in higher things. What I see, that also only I believe. It says, it is okay. If you don't believe in the higher things also, if you are believing only what you perceive, then also you have to do. Why? Atma Vishuddhaye. Mind is cluttered. Mind is confused. Mind is disintegrated. I don't know what I am doing in my life. Slowly purify your mind. Purify yourself. Purify your soul. You have to meditate. Like in front of our house there is a lake. Yesterday it rained. And water from all places entered the lake. And after that water was very muddy. Yesterday water was very muddy. And if the water settles after 3 days, if I go near the lake, it is no more mud. So muds have settled, clear water, I can see the clear water. I can see my reflection on that one. And meditation is the same thing. Like when so many thoughts are poured into that one, mind is agitated, mind is disturbed. For trivial things we get agitated. In the road, if somebody is going slow in front of us, we start honking, we get irritated. If somebody cuts us off, we can't manage our emotions, we honk, we scream at other people. Manage, settle down, settle down. And to do that one, when you start meditation, that helps you to be grounded. You are not as jumpy as before, you are settled. When you are settled, that is the contribution we can give it to the society. One person agitated, that agitation has a ripple effect on the others. I scream at you and you scream at others. Boss screams at the employee, employee screams at home. It's a ripple effect. And on the other side also, flip side also is positive. If as a manager gives the positive vibes to the employees, employees takes it home. That ripple effect. We can make a difference. Through yoga, we can make a difference. We being calm, that ripple effect flows on. If I myself is agitated, we are nothing but contributing towards the disturbance of the society. I being calm, that I am contributing towards the harmony of the society. That the contribution, yoga practitioners, that is the contribution we are making to the society. We practicing not only for our health, we are contributing towards the society by we remaining calm and serene. And it says, yoga atma vishuddhaye. Yoga, we are doing yoga for inner purification. Inner purification. That purity flows outside towards the community. Left thumb and index.